in the university cafeteria.
Hey, who's free tonight?
Oh, I think I'm free.
Hang on. We've made this mistake before. It's how he wound up at his cousin Deepak's Tupperware party. Hey, you use that collapsible bowl all the time, and you know it.
And it's not like that. I just thought we could, you know, hang out and go to a bar.
Sure.
Very well.
Fun.
And watch cricket.
That sound you hear? Ironically, crickets.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bert. How you doing?
Well, you know, we geologists always get a little sad when Rocktober's over.
Wordplay?
Yes.
Funny wordplay?
What do you think? Trust your gut.
Sheldon, I've got these 4-billion-year-old meteorites. I thought maybe they'd show signs of neutrino interactions. I could really use someone like you to help me with the math.
Oh, so they would act as natural dark matter detectors.
That sounds interesting.
It does, but it's still geology. Sorry, Bert, I don't have time to play rocks with you.
I'm not asking you to play rocks. I'm asking you to collaborate on a research project. Although, if there's time, I guess we could play a round of zinc, zinc, piece of quartz.
Does sound better than cricket. Thank you for asking. Unfortunately, I have real science to do. Yeah, but you feel free to rock on.
That's how you do it.
All right.
Sheldon, what are you doing? Bert's one of the top guys in his field.
And somewhere there's a mime who's top in his field. But you don't see me rushing to collaborate with him on new ways to be stuck in a box.
Also something I would watch instead of cricket.
In a hallway, Bert enters his office. Sheldon trails behind. He waits for a woman to pass, then hurries into the office.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Sheldon.
I've been thinking about it, and I suppose I could help you with your research.
What changed your mind?
Bert, I'm a gift horse. Don't look me in the mouth.
Sorry. I'm happy you want to help out. If it's easier for you, we could just work at your office.
Wait, no, not in my office, no. Let's do it here, in the evenings, after everyone's gone home.
I just have to see if my evenings are free. That's a joke. They are.
Okay, well, then I will see you tonight.
Sheldon finds people in the hall.
You know what? Why, we close the blinds. We can start right now.
The universe gives way to a rapid series of historical images throughout time, ending on the gang in the apartment. The Big Bang Theory. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from CBS. Read by Christopher Flowers. All started with the Big Bang. Created by Chuck Lorre and Bill Prady. At a bar, Howard watches cricket with Raj.
I don't get how you can enjoy cricket. It makes no sense.
Did you just come here to complain?
Yeah, that's the sport of my people.
Oh, that's Ravi Chandran Ashwin. He's amazing. He makes Hardik Pandya look like Bhuvaneshwar Kumar.
Whoa. Save some syllables for the rest of us. Hey, I think that's Bernadette's friend over there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Ruchi.
She approaches.
I hope this isn't awkward. The last time we met, I kind of embarrassed myself.
Let's see if you can go 2 for 2.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Are you here by yourself?
Yeah, I couldn't convince anyone to come watch cricket with me.
Tell me about it. I had to drag this guy.
You're more than welcome to join us if you'd like.
Thanks.
Ruchi sits with them.
Arey, uske tang pe ball kar.
What'd she say?
Uske tang pe ball kar.
Oh, that clears that up.
She's telling the bowler to bowl a Yorker. It's the most brutal ball in cricket.
I was at the match when Shobh bowled back-to-back Yorkers.
Well, I was there too. What a coincidence.
Well, there were 120,000 people at that match, so...
Yeah, India, right? Everywhere you go, there's like 120,000 people.
So what do you think of our chances at the World Cup?
World Cup. You know, it'll all depend if Kohli's batting in form.
It doesn't even matter how many all-rounders you have.
Isn't that the truth? You know, I was the best leg spinner in my high school. Yeah, like I bowled the meanest googly.
Speaking of googlies, I'm gonna go.
In Bert's office, Sheldon shows equations.
I've been modeling different types of dark matter and the traces they would leave on the zircon inside your meteorite.
What's this one here?
That's actually a dark matter model of my own creation. I call it the Cooper boson.
Cool. I got to name a rock once. I named it Moderately Sedimented Shale. Guess I kind of pooped the bed on that one.
Bert sits at his desk. Sheldon studies the whiteboard.
You know, Bert, I've got to say, this work has been surprisingly engaging.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Hello, Amy. What do you mean, where am I? I'm in my office.
No, I'm at your office and you're not here. I thought I'd surprise you with dinner.
Wait, for future reference, the best surprises are the ones I know about 3 days in advance.
Where are you?
It's a surprise. Doesn't feel so good, does it?
Well, I have food. I thought we could eat together, but I guess if you have other plans...
What? I'm here!
Sheldon rushes over and unlocks his office door.
Exactly where I said I was. Let's eat.
At home, Penny and Leonard watch TV. Sheldon enters.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. Hi. What's up?
I need to talk to Penny alone.
Leonard walks out of the room. Penny looks at Sheldon.
What can I do for you?
Just a minute. I want to make sure Leonard can't hear us. I've got a box of cupcakes. Okay, we're good.
Sheldon sits.
I'm working with Bert, but I don't want anyone to find out.
Well, you just told me, so strong start.
Penny, this is serious. My reputation is on the line. What are people going to think when they see us collaborating?
I don't know. Poor Bert.
I am a respected theoretical physicist. I aspire to win a Nobel Prize someday. But no one's going to take me seriously if they find out I've been dabbling in geology.
Why not? They're both sciences. And I know because their classes, my high school counselor said, weren't for me.
They're very different. Physics answers the question, what is the nature of the universe? Now, geology answers the question, you know, what did I just trip over?
Then don't work with Bert.
Oh, but I like the work.
Then work with him.
Yeah, but I'm ashamed of the field.
Then don't work with him.
Yeah, but we could prove dark matter.
Then work with him.
But I just think
how
that
many times are you gonna do this?
My record is 14.
Okay, this is about science. Why'd you come to me?
Well, because it's also about my reputation. And somehow, you managed to hold your head high despite your checkered past.
Checkered past?
It's a figure of speech referring to how sexually promiscuous you were.
Really? Well, I've got a figure of speech about how sexually promiscuous you can go be with yourself.
And what is it?
In his kitchen, Howard sits at the table with Stuart.
Look, while Bernadette's on bed rest, we're gonna have to divide and conquer. I've got one monitor for her, one for the baby. Which do you want?
I'll take the baby. She's less emasculating.
Raj enters.
Good morning, scones.
Oh, thanks.
They're all for you. I already had breakfast at Richie's.
You're kidding. You slept with her?
Well, there wasn't a lot of sleeping involved. I mean, she slept. I stayed awake. I was afraid of snoring because I didn't have my special pillow.
Howard! Can you help me to the bathroom?
Well, at least the romance is still alive.
Howard leaves, and Raj takes his seat.
So, you and Ruchi.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know you liked it too, but we just bumped into each other last night and hit it off.
No, that's fine. You're my friend, and I'm happy for you.
Oh, thank you, Stuart.
Plus, I don't know how you're going to screw it up, but I know you will.
What's there to screw up? She just wants to keep things casual.
Oh, great. That's how you're going to screw it up.
Hey, I can be casual.
Mm-hmm. I should get a haircut. This thing's going south fast.
At Penny and Leonard's.
So Ruchi and I decided to keep things casual. Wait, what? I can handle casual. Why do you keep doing that with your face?
Because you keep saying stupid things with yours.
Okay, fine. I'm not great at casual relationships, and I don't want to scare her off.
All right, just give her some space, all right? Don't call, don't text, don't email.
That's crazy. What if I see a sunset that reminds me of her?
All right, when do you see her next?
We're having dinner tonight.
Okay. put a rubber band around your wrist. And any time you start planning your wedding or naming your children, I want you to stab yourself in the hand with a fork.
What's the rubber band for?
To slow the bleeding.
In the university cafeteria.
Hey, how's Bernadette handling bed rest?
Well, she lies around all day eating Malamars and hollering at me, so her transformation from my wife to my mother is complete.
Congratulations, I know that's what you were hoping for.
Hey, Sheldon, you left your jacket in my office last night.
No, I didn't. That's not my jacket.
Then why does it say property of S. Cooper, stop touching it?
It sounds like someone named Scooper doesn't want you touching his jacket.
Are you guys working together on the meteorite project?
Yes, fine, you found me out. I'm doing geology. Just please don't tell anyone.
Are you embarrassed of me?
Oh, no, not you. No, just the work that you've devoted your entire life to.
If you're ashamed to be working with me, then I don't want to work with you.
Sheldon, that was pretty rude.
Well, what do you expect? He's a geologist.
Restaurant.
This place seems nice.
But not too nice. Yelp called it good for groups.
Would you care to buy the land?
No, get out of here!
The flower seller leaves. Ruchi stares.
Sorry about that. I hate when someone assumes two people are dating just because they look like they would make beautiful babies together.
Are you sure you're okay with this?
Honestly, Ruchi, I don't have a lot of experience with casual relationships. I have some experience with serious relationships and a ton of experience with no relationships.
You're funny.
Glad it came off that way. So tell me about your day. Like, how's work going?
Well, I spent the morning reviewing side effects for our fungal cream. So it was a lot of ooze and pus.
Raj imagines Ruchi in a beaded gown. Wind blows back her hair, and she gives him a sultry look.
And then I had to catalog it by color, viscosity, and percentage of blood.
She purses her lips at him. Raj gazes at her longingly.
Sounds wonderful.
At home, Sheldon stares at a rock on the coffee table. Amy arrives.
Hey. What you got there?
A rock.
He pets it sadly.
Did some mean boys throw it at you?
It turns out I'm the mean boy. Although I did drop it on my own foot, so kind of.
What's going on?
What if there was something I wanted to do, but I was worried other people would think less of me?
Is that other person me, and does it happen in the bedroom, in which case I think I'm cool with it?
No. It's about working with Bert on, you know what? I'm not even gonna say it. I am just gonna say the letter it starts with and ology. G, oh no, that's not gonna work.
Geology?
Yes, but we parted ways because I was worried about my reputation.
Sheldon, you've never cared what people thought, even when you really, really should. That dinner with my parents comes to mind.
If I'm not gonna use your mama jokes when I meet your mother, why'd I bother to learn them?
I'm just saying, if you think the work is interesting, nothing else should matter.
You're right, Amy. That is sage advice. Which is surprising, considering your mama is so dumb.
Nope. She...
Amy walks into the bedroom. Sheldon hesitates.
She studied for a urine test.
He chuckles to himself, then stares at the rock. At the nice restaurant.
I was supposed to go back to India and get married, but I realized it wasn't what I wanted. So I called off the engagement and moved out here.
If he wasn't your soulmate, he wasn't your soulmate.
Oh, God. Please tell me you're not one of those.
One of what?
I want to say teenage girls, but that sounds mean.
Come on, you don't believe that everyone has one perfect match?
Of course not. That's ridiculous. I mean, what if your soulmate lived halfway across the world? You'd never meet.
Yes, you would. I can give you like 20 examples where that happened to Kate Hudson alone.
You know what? People get upset when I talk about this. Let's just change the subject.
No, it's fine. Are you saying that you don't believe two people fall in love?
Of course they do. It's just that what people call love is actually a series of biochemical reactions in the brain that fade over time.
Ah, yes. Like the old song, when a man has a biochemical reaction for a woman.
Raj, we're scientists. We don't need to feel threatened just because we understand the mechanisms that give rise to romantic feelings. It doesn't take anything away from the experience.
Yes, it does. Actually, it takes everything away from it. Love isn't just science, okay? It's spiritual. It's an acknowledgement of a mystery that's greater than ourselves. It's what makes people write songs and poems and what has kept The Bachelor on TV for 21 magical seasons.
Don't you think the fact that love is given away as a prize on a game show slightly undermines your argument?
Yes, but I've never missed an episode and I dare science to explain that.
Sheldon knocks on Bert's office door.
Bert.
What do you want, Sheldon?
I would like us to work together again. I promise to keep my geology comments to myself, you know, because while some of them are funny, all of them are mean.
Well, this is awkward.
Bert steps back, revealing Leonard in his office. Leonard waves to Sheldon, who looks stunned.
Leonard, what are you doing here?
Bert asked for my help.
Yeah, he's an excellent scientist, and he doesn't tell me what time I can go to the bathroom.
It's called bladder training. When you're in your 80s, you'll thank me for it.
Look, Sheldon, you were a jerk to Bert, and he walked away from you, so I feel like there's a lot he could teach me.
Bert, please. I know I behaved poorly in the past, but things will be different this time. You'll see. Yeah, come on. Let me in. We'll have some laughs. We'll calculate some isotope ratios.
I'm sorry, Sheldon.
Bert shuts the door.
So, you just shut the door in his face? I gotta start writing this stuff down.
In their bedroom, Howard and Bernadette listen to Raj.
I mean, Ruchi is nice. We're just so different.
I know. Sometimes when you're dating, you meet weird people. I once met a girl who didn't like juggling.
And she still doesn't. So you're not gonna see her again?
What's the point? We're never gonna be in a real relationship.
Right. So you'll only be in a physical one?
Exactly. Why would I want to spend time with someone like that?
Someone who is just interested in sex?
Yeah.
Raj, do you really...
Well, hold on. Give him a chance. He's going to get this.
I don't think he is.
What is there to get? She doesn't want to fall in love. At that point, all we are is two single people who find each other attractive and enjoy having... Oh, gotta go.
Raj hurries out. In the cafeteria.
So how was your night with Ruchi?
Oh, great. We ordered in some food, we had sex, I left. I didn't even ask if she enjoyed it.
Oh, I can field that one for her.
I mean, I did get a little misty when we said goodbye, but I played it off as allergies. I don't know if she bought it.
Again, I know.
Sheldon watches Bert across the room.
Sheldon? You okay? Hey, Sheldon.
He imagines Bert walking in slow motion. The geologist takes off his glasses and shakes his head. Wind ruffles his beard. Cut to black. Executive producer Chuck Lorre.